The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Pointing you home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, DMV. A cup of coffee is great with this Sunday morning weather. Hey, if you missed any show, look us up on Spotify or iHeartRadio. That's Pointing You Home on Spotify or iHeartRadio. If you're on your computer, all you have to do is Google Eric Stewart Group Radio to listen to us anytime you want.
We're in this love together.
Don't you love it when the community comes together when there's a trial? Well, here you go. You remember a couple of weeks ago, we had that massive rainstorm that actually devastated numerous businesses around the region, including one local business here in Arlington, Virginia. Now, if you remember, we had about 4 inches of rain in about an hour. It was more rain than we had received across the region in the previous, I don't know, 2 or 3 months or something like that. But this devastating flash flooding caused SER Restaurant in Ballston. It was inundated by water coming through the ceiling during that flash flood emergency. They've been able to reopen. And guess how? Okay. GoFundMe is a campaign website where you can help other people raise money for causes that you find important to you, and you can actually start your own GoFundMe campaign. And somebody did, specifically to help SER open, and $10,000 was raised by the local community to help them. And this wasn't the only business that actually saw that kind of participation, but I love it when it comes to trials, when we're all going through trouble, and when businesses are affected and are going to shut down, when people can jump in even with $5. Every little bit helps and causes a company like that, a business like that, to come back to life very, very quickly. Water bills in the WSSC area will increase slightly due to a change in the utility rates structure. Now, I think this is a fair change. I think it's a good change. If you're in that region, and this is typically Prince George's and Montgomery counties, 70% of the customers will pay an average of $5 more on their quarterly utility bill, and here's why. Now, that doesn't sound like good news, but here's the reality. WSSC has had a 16-tier rate structure, and they're moving it to a 4-tier rate structure. And the tier that a user pays is determined by the amount of water usage in each quarter. If you ended up using a lot of water and you rose up within those 16 tiers, you were charged across all of the water usage at the highest tier of use. The change is going to happen this way. Customers that previously paid the full rate for the highest tier of usage will now be prorated. They will have a prorated bill based on the exact amount of water usage to the gallon. So in the first tier, if you use up that first tier, you'll be billed according to that rate. If you move into the second tier and you only use some water in that, you'll be billed accordingly. So the high users of water will not be billed at the highest rate across all of their usage, and they'll actually see some of their bills fall. And frankly, that is beneficial, most especially to our agricultural businesses, which draw water and sometimes need water out of WSSC, but they have to pay a very, very high rate for it. So I think it's a better structure. Let's simplify things. Get away from 16 tiers, go to 4. The modification does not take into account the fact that rates are climbing a little bit because just the cost of generating, cleaning the water, and being able to provide it.
5 apples, 5 trees, 5 tiny little buzzing bees.
There are 5 key Arlington apples, takeaways from a new Northern Virginia office market report. If you've driven around, you've seen that there are office buildings that have vacancy around our region. You see, even in retail shopping centers, some spots have been vacant now for years. Well, there are typical phases in the commercial real estate market, and let me give you, there are 4 phases. There is a peaking phase, there's a falling phase, there's a bottoming phase, and there's a rising phase. And so there is this bottoming phase that's still taking place, like Fairfax Center and Springfield. Loudoun County is kind of coming to the end of that bottoming phase, and Merrifield as well. And coming out of that in the rising phase is Old Town, Route 28 South, Tyson's, and then coming up towards the peaking phase is Toll Road and Crystal City. Now, what are those five takeaways that you can take away from this? Well, I guess they're takeaways that you could take away. That does make sense, doesn't it? Yeah. So, metro ridership may be dropping, but office tenants still want to be close to the metro. So, you're going to find that those areas that are built close to metro are going to continue to see vacancy fall as we go from the bottoming phase into the rising phase. Technology is driving office demand, including in Arlington, but much of the tech talent is in Fairfax and Loudoun counties that has to come in. You recall, one of the reasons that Amazon is coming into National Landing is their Virginia Tech is landing a campus right there, $1 billion invested to provide the talent right there that could ultimately serve Amazon and other tech companies in the D.C. region. This is going to be very important going forward in our area. Number three, the Roslyn-Ballston corridor has higher office rents, but National Landing, Crystal City, Pentagon City, and Potomac Yard, that area, has a bigger office development pipeline. Clearly, there's going to be massive development going on. Number four, expect rent increases to accelerate. And this is why is this? Because office buildings will be filling up following a decade of high vacancy. You know, when we hit into the Great Recession, there was a massive correction in interest rates as interest rates fell, and major companies decided, go ahead and build it now. Let's go ahead and build these buildings, whether we can fill them or not, and we'll just sit on them until the market changes. Well, finally, those businesses are going to start to see improvement as the vacancies fall, and they start to receive the income from those vacant businesses. Defense contractors, a usual staple in Northern Virginia office demand, are not having as much of an impact on the market currently. Montgomery County, little change here. County Liquor Department, which has been called the Department of Liquor Control since I was a kid, has become the Alcohol Beverage Services. That's what it's called, Alcohol ABS. And the focus primarily is on that we're not about controlling, we're about serving. This doesn't change their unilateral control of the liquor market in Montgomery County, but it does sound better, does it not? And it certainly seems like they're trying to focus more on service, which we certainly hope that they do. Guitar. Housing providing another in a line of troubling signs about a potential economic downturn, not necessarily in our region. Declining home sales are consistent with the possibility of a late 2019 or early 2020 recession, according to St. Louis Fed economist William Emmons. And if you look at overlays of 12 months prior to and 36 months after a recession, we look very similar right now nationally. We look very similar in trend to the recession of 1990, 91. As we're coming into it, we have not hit our bottom in that. It's more likely to happen over the next 6 to 8 months. In fact, if you look at the line of the Great Recession, it's very deep. It fell very sharp. The 1990 recession was deeper. So this current one that it seems like we're probably moving in that direction towards will be more shallow because the interest rate environment is so favorable. So and that's pretty much the case across the Eastern Seaboard, the Midwest region. Even in the South, the projection actually may not be quite as severe. The West, we will probably see a little bit deeper trough. And the New York Fed, you know, they use a spread between the 10-year and a 3-month Treasury yield to determine the probability of a recession over the next 12 months. And that part of the yield curve has inverted, which has been a pretty reliable recession indicator. And chances for negative growth by May of 2020 are at about 30% right now, up from 27.5% in April, and at the highest level since May of 2008, just as that financial crisis was set to explode in September. We'll see what happens with that. Housing Market Check-In, there are 6 expert predictions for the second half of 2019. Well, you know, in light of what I've just said, you understand that there's a potential for a continuing slowdown. Last summer in 2018, when I was in Seattle, I was in Seattle there to climb Mount Rainier, do some backpacking, and also do some interviews with other brokers about the market there to see the homeless problem that Seattle is facing because of their social welfare state and just basically gather information. They had just at that point in time started to enter a recession, and I knew it based on me coming in as an outsider, but others were like, no. And because it had been going up so faithfully for so long, it couldn't be happening. But in fact, it has occurred. And so we know that the market will see some recession in other parts of the country. I'm not convinced here of that. I'm not, because of the stability of our local government and the lack of supply. I looked at the trends. If you look at the number of homes that have sold each year for the last 4 years, it is down every year, but that's because of inventory, not because of buyer demand. Big difference. If there aren't buyers to buy, then, you know, prices will fall. We're not really seeing that issue. Washington, D.C. has seen a massive upsurge in pricing and may see more pressure on their pricing because of the just the stellar growth in pricing over the last 10 to 15 years that really hasn't, you know, ebbed at all. So I don't know that that's going to happen. We might actually see prices continue to rise here. And based on what I'm looking at in inventory, number of homes sold, and where the median sale price is, it looks to me likely that prices, albeit we're in a summer market, prices right now are lower than they were 4 or 5 months ago, that we are probably going to see another good market next spring, in spite of a national economy that may be struggling with a recession. That may dent buyers' perception of strength in our local economy if they're feeling their pocketbook a little weaker because of a stock market correction that could come as a result of a recession. But there's so much demand and so little inventory for a nice product. Look, this past weekend, I put a home on the market. We had 21 groups come through that house just on Sunday. We had 14 groups between Friday, Saturday, and on Monday. And we were able to sell the home immediately with a couple of offers. And this is at about $900,000. So there's still a lot of strength in this market. You just have to know how to price it right, prepare it right. If you're getting ready for that, get a free copy of the Market Ready Guide. It's a free publication that I wrote to give you guidance. This is consumer-oriented real estate advice, folks. It's meant to help you understand how to interview realtors, how to know what to do to improve your property, those kinds of things. And I'll mail it to you for free, or you can download it for free on my website. So our toll-free number is 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104, or ericstewartgroup.com. How the millennials are going to drive the market, that's coming up.
This is Pointing You Home on WMAL. Here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Consider it the year of the first-time home buyer. More than half of all mortgages originated by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac went to first-time buyers last year, and with millennials hitting their prime home buying years right now, those numbers are only going to grow. Remember that in the Great Recession, our millennials, about 25 to 30% of our millennials were unable to find work after graduating from college and for a period of about 5 or 6 years. We've heard the good news about our economy and the growth and the strength of demand for good, solid employees. The quality of an employee is really bred out of the quality of their education, but it's also bred out of the quality of the family environment and the leadership and their raw skills, all those things all combined together. We've had some great, great employees who've come to us very hungry for work over the last 5 to 6 years, and we're grateful for those folks. The reality is the demand now for good quality employees has spread out so that you're going to see a little bit higher income among the millennials, the ability now to purchase for the first time for some of those who actually were carrying student debt for 10 years and just trying to get out of it. And that home prices are going to head up, I think, as a result of that as well. Inventory might improve in some areas, but it's not really going to improve much around the D.C. region. There's such a huge gap right now between what homebuyers want and what's for sale. This is nationally speaking, by the way. So there need to be about 94,000 homes priced between $100,000 and $340,000 to achieve equilibrium in the current property market. And a fascinating statistic, if you look at Cincinnati and you look at what the median list price is right now, it's $275,000, which, you know, for our region is not very high, but that's 22% higher than the median closing price. Okay, so 275 is the ask, 215 is the sell. Sellers are pushing to try to get higher prices, but they're actually selling for closer to 215,000. And if you also look at Houston, Minneapolis, Indianapolis, same kind of discrepancy between the ask and the actual close price. So there is a disparity. We need more inventory. And renters, by the way, if you're listening and you're thinking about signing a lease right now to rent for the next year, remember, if you sign a lease during the summer months, it does come at a premium versus signing a lease in October, because it's harder to find a new renter in October. One strategy for renters is to continue in a month-to-month with your current landlord and then try to renegotiate in the October timeframe. You may get a better rental rate at that point in time than you would right now. The disparity between the ask and the sell price, we don't have that here. We have about a 95% sell price to the ask price across our region, so it's very tight. Other areas don't have that because, frankly, because the incomes don't support that. So more of these houses have to come on the market that will actually reach the buyers and their affordability. And it's only going to be because the sellers are willing to sell. And right now, the sellers aren't willing to come down to where those prices are. So one of two things will happen. The houses will sit and they won't reduce, or the buyers will make more money and they'll be able to afford.
It's the time of the season.
Mortgage rates, by the way, have ticked higher as we've looked at an improving economy. As the stock market was jumping, we saw a better than expected jobs report. It wasn't a big jump. The 10-year Treasury is right at about 2.1%, down from 3.4% about a year and a half ago, and up from about 1.9% 2-3 weeks ago. So we're hovering at all-time lows, pretty close to the all-time lows that were set back in the 2015 range, 2015, 14, 16 range, okay? I think we possibly, especially in light of the fact that I was predicting earlier the potential of going into a recession, we will see the 10-year Treasury probably fall to 1.5 to 1.6% by the end of this year, possibly early next year. Because even if our local economy is ripping, the national economy may not, and we'll get the benefit of that in lower interest rates, a good opportunity to refinance existing inventory locally, put more money into our economy, and actually cause the economy to be stronger. That's my prediction right now. Veterans are facing a challenge. President Trump signed legislation that will increase the fees paid by borrowers taking out mortgages backed by the VA, the Veterans Administration. The Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act, though, aims to extend medical benefits to veterans who served in the Navy off the coast of Vietnam and say that they were exposed to Agent Orange. Last year, that VA estimated the bill would cost $3.4 billion over the next 5 years, and higher fees on the home loans is going to help to defray that. So essentially, new VA buyers who are borrowing money through the VA program will pay a little bit more, and what they're paying will help to offset the cost of taking care of the vets who served our country in a time of war back in Vietnam. I want to talk about one of our listings. This is a house we just put on the market at 4660 Taney Avenue down in Alexandria. Lovely, lovely single-family home that was built in 1968 by the builder-owner. And the family is now selling the property. Exceptionally well-built, center hall colonial, three full levels, plus attic. It's got large upper floor. It's got 3.5 baths, 2 fireplaces, large kitchen, third of an acre lot, and it's on one of the highest points in all of Alexandria City. So very close as well to Duke Street, the shops there, and across from the new Patrick Henry Recreation Center. If you know, clearly it does need some work. It needs some improvements. Got great bones. But if you're looking for a solid, well-built home, builder built it for himself. You know he didn't cut corners. Check out 4660 Taney Avenue in Alexandria, Virginia at ericstewartgroup.com. Schedule your appointment with our listing agent, Terry Labui. She'll take you over there and walk you through there. The past week in real estate has been an interesting week. We had an incredible heat wave, as you know, the past week and a half or so, finally broken this last 3 or 4 days or so. And in that period of time, you would think we would not have good activity because it's after the 4th of July. But solid, well-designed, and actually well-presented homes saw an increase in activity from the month of June. Interesting. I had 3 properties go under contract this past week that went under contract at or above list price. We had other homes that were negotiated on the buy side representing buyers, and we were able to negotiate those in most cases actually at a lower price because of the quality of our buyer agents at the Eric Stewart Group. But what I found interesting was the demand, the amount of interest, because I think interest rates are lower because our local economy is strong. If you're preparing yourself to get ready to buy and sell, maybe you want to upsize, maybe you want to downsize, all you have to do is ask. Call us. We'll come out. One of my great agents will walk in. You know, you've been listening to me, some of you all, for 15 years, and some of you have just started listening to me today. We bring the same kind of counsel and advice and straightforward strategies into our professional practice that I bring you here on the radio. I've been a licensed broker now for years. I've been an agent for 32 years, and we have a wonderful team of agents in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia with offices in all three locations. If you're getting ready to sell, you're thinking about hiring so-and-so, but you're thinking, hey, I want to get a competitive idea. Why don't we call Stewart? Why don't we call the Eric Stewart Group and see if they send somebody out? Let's see what they can do for us. What makes them unique? Why is it that their average list-to-sell price is 100%? And why is it the majority of their homes sell in 10 days or less? Find out more. Call us now at 800-900-9104. Again, that's 800-900-9104. To call us today to set up an appointment to come out and meet with you. Maybe you're not ready to sell this fall. Maybe you're not ready to sell until next spring or 2 years out. That's okay. We meet with folks oftentimes a couple years before they're actually ready to sell to get them oriented to getting ready to sell. If you're ready to go, you're ready to hire somebody right away, of course, we'd love to meet with you and we'll help you in the process. Buying, selling, and everything in between. That's what we do at the Eric Stewart Group. You can find out all of our information, a copy of the Market Ready Guide I mentioned earlier to help you prep to sell, and so much more at ericstewartgroup.com. Well, that concludes another Pointing You Home, but be sure to stay tuned to hear more from me in the next half hour for Senior Solutions. Keep your dial right here on WMAL.
The Eric Stewart Show, Pointing You Home on 105.9 FM, WMAL.